Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chof Ches, Shabbos 28, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara addresses the following point. We learned, by Rabbi Eliezer, or Behemoth Tamea, Mao Sheyit Itame Tumas Olin, with respect to the animal of a not the skin, the leather of a non-kosher animal, is it capable of becoming tame from the concept called tumas olin? Is it becoming ritually impure that if there is a dead body found on it, will the leather itself become ritually impure as a result of covering over a dead body? So the Gemara says, my kame baile, what is the actual question that Rabbi Elazar is asking? But he himself taught earlier that we learned by comparing it to the Mishkan that only those things that were that there were only certain things that could be considered to be like an ohel, like a tent, with respect to making something underneath it, and it has to be something that was specifically in that category. And so, and all the animals from the Mishkan that was only something that was covering over the Mishkan, but all those animals were kosher animals. So why is he asking about the animal that's a non-kosher animal? Of course it'll be capable of contracting tumah, because only those things that are from the Mishkan are capable of contracting the tumah. So since this is coming from a non-kosher animal, it shouldn't be able to contract tumas olim. So Amarav Adabarava Tachash Ayabime Moshe coming by way. He's asking about the Tachash, a special animal that was in time of Moses only, that's what the question is. Do we say, is Rabbi Elazar saying Tamehaya, that this is a non-kosher animal, and so therefore there was that this special animal called a Tachash was a non-kosher animal, and so therefore the Mishkan did use the skin of a non-kosher animal, and so from here we could learn that also the skin of a non-kosher animal is considered an ohel with respect to Tumas Olim, and so therefore all skins basically are able to contract Tumah? Or do we say Tar Haya, or do we say no, that this animal, this Tachash animal, is a kosher animal, and so therefore we only find in the Mishkan the skin of kosher animals, and so therefore also with respect to Tumas Olim, we should say that non-kosher skin is not included in the concept of Tumas Olim. So it says, Rav Yosef, Ma'iti Baila, what's your question? Tanino, we already learned this in a Braisa. Lo hochshru l'malach Hashem mayim, el or behema torah bava. The only thing that we're allowed to use for the heavenly work is the skin of a kosher animal, and so since for sure the skin of this Tachash was used for the Mishkan, what could be greater Melech HaShemayim? What could be greater heavenly work than that? And so therefore, it was obviously must be the case that it was a kosher animal. And so for sure, we would say that the skin of a non-kosher animal is not going to be considered like an ohel with respect to Tumas Olim. So the Gemara says, Masiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba challenges this idea because he says, how can you say that the Tachash was a kosher animal because it states with respect to the work of the Mishkan, Vasita Michsela Ohel? You should make a covering for the tent made out of the skins of Elima Adamim, of red rams, Umirse Oros Tachashim Ilamalish, but the skin of the Tachash above. And there's a dispute about this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shnei Mirsaos Hayu. Rabbi Yehuda says there were two coverings that were above the Mishkan, above the sanctuary in the desert. Echad Shel Oros Elima Adamim, one was made out of the red animals. Echad Shel Oros Tachashim, and one was made out of the Tachash. So therefore we see, and Rabbi Nechemiah says, Milchse Echad Haya, he says that there was one covering, half was made from the red rams, and half was made from the Oros Tachashim. So Rabbi Nechemiah continues, Vidome, and he continues, and what was this Tachash look like? Kamin Tula Ilan, it looked like this non-kosher animal, which was basically similar to, the Aruch says it was similar to a cat, and it was spotted with a lot of different colors, like maybe like a leopard. And so we see from here, Vatula Ilan Tamehu, and the Tula Ilan that Rabbi Nechemiah taught is this leopard is not kosher, and so therefore, according to this idea that the Tachash is similar to this cat, how can you say that it was a kosher animal? Presumably from here, we learn that the Tachash was a non-kosher animal, and we see that it was involved in the Mishkan. So why would you say that only something that was kosher for Melech, that only a kosher animal is able to be used for Melech HaShemayim? So Gemara says, no, Hachikama, what Rabbi Nechemiah was saying, it was Kamin Tula Ilan, that the Tachash was not actually this cat with a lot of spots on it. It was really similar. It was only similar to it. Sheyeshbo Givanin Harbe. It had on its hide a lot of different colors. Velo Tula Ilan. It was not an actual Tula Ilan. Dilo Hasam. Because with respect to Tali Ilan, Tame, it was not kosher. Vahacha, but this animal is a kosher animal. This animal is kosher, and so therefore, we don't have a problem. So that was his answer. The Gemara supports this idea that the Tachash was actually a kosher animal, and it was just similar to the Tala Ilan. So Amar of Yosef, Ihachi, if that's the case, the Rabbi Nechemia is saying that the Tachash is similar to Tala Ilan from the fact that its leather or its hide had many colors. Hainu de Mitargaminon, this is the reason why the Targum, the translator of the Torah into Aramaic, translates the Tachash as Saskona. Saskona, what does Saskona mean? Shesas begavanin harbe. The Tachash is called Saskona, means it rejoiced in many, many different colors. It rejoiced in its beauty because it had a lot of different colors. And so therefore we see from here that what is a Tachash? A Tachash is a kosher animal. And from other sources, we're told that the Tachash had one horn only, almost like a unicorn, that had many, many different colors. And so what is this? This, to me, is a very powerful idea, that what is the covering of the Mishkan? The covering of the Mishkan is this animal that has many, many, many different colors on it. It's a unique animal. It's only for this one moment in history. And here we have this Tachash, our sanctuary. When we build a sanctuary in the wilderness, the sanctuary can't have one color. It has to have many colors to encompass all the different people who want to come in and pray in the sanctuary. A sanctuary filled with many colors is the beautiful sanctuary to Hashem, and that's the power of the Tachash. Sas begavanan harbi, it rejoiced in its many colors.